This is the Inno the Buzz podcast, helping smart businesses be even more innovative.
Hi, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Welcome to episode number 82 of the Inno the Buzz podcast, designed to help smart businesses with an interest in innovation become even more innovative. In this episode, I'm going to discuss the power of focus and how a much narrower focus in your business can deliver exceptional results. People are often reluctant to really focus very narrow because of the fear that they might miss opportunities outside that focus area. What I'll talk about today is how the opposite is in fact true. Let's fly into the hive and get the buzz on the power of focus. I'm going to begin with an admission. I'm the kind of person that sees opportunities in everything, and I definitely suffer from shiny object syndrome. So when I see something new, I'm immediately drawn to it, and there's a huge risk that I disappear down a proverbial rabbit hole, and before I know it, hours have gone by and I've not actually done something productive that will generate income for my business or my customers in that time. Does that sound familiar? I'm sure it will to some of you. Back in episode 77, I told you about the lessons I took away from the planning retreat that a group of us ran for some businesses in Thailand in May. One of the lessons that I described from that retreat was the power of focus. And I'd like to explore the power of focus a little bit more today. Honestly, when I wrote the post for episode 77, I had in mind the focus that came about by retreating from the day-to-day grind and the need to respond to what was happening in the business every day and spend that time on creating an exceptional future for your business. I also wrote of another lesson from that planning retreat, which was you learn what you teach. So in that spirit, I wanted to tell you about my journey of focus since publishing episode 77. What I wanted to share with you today is how that lesson of the power of focus has definitely embedded itself in my psyche since that event. It's quite amazing to me to observe what's going on in my own mindset, in my business, and in my relationship with others as a result of applying a tighter focus to all I do. I'm going to be totally transparent here and invite you to come on this journey with me, and I'm sharing information that's still hot off the presses, so to speak, in the hope that what I share with you will convince you that a tighter focus can make a massive difference to you. In the past, our motto at InnovaBiz was that we partner with innovative business owners to transform their online presence into a business generation platform that delivers exceptional results. As a result of my newfound obsession with focus, I've decided that our ideal customer is a much, much smaller subset of that audience. Our ideal customer is, in fact, a business coach. More specifically, a business coach with a team of 5 to 20 people. If you visit the blog post of this episode, you'll meet Coach Sam. You'll see her, my ideal client. Coach Sam loves helping other businesses grow. She has big dreams and is passionate about changing the world with her knowledge and her service. She's bright, she's positive, she's hardworking, and she's excited to work with us to develop a digital marketing platform that will transform her business. She has a servant's heart and likes to work with businesses that have the same compass, which we certainly do. As you can hear, that's getting very specific. If I'm totally honest, then somewhere in my unconscious there lurked a FOMO monster. That's a fear of missing out, in case you didn't know, which prevented me in the past from narrowing down my focus. Well, that FOMO monster is now slain, hopefully banished forever. In the short space of time since the retreat, my newfound obsession with narrow focus, and it's just 5 weeks since returning from our event, so much has changed as a result of this focus. First of all, I now see things much more clearly. Sure, I still see opportunities in everything. That hasn't changed. But now I have a measure against which I do a 10-second assessment and end up parking nearly 95% of opportunities in a someday file, with the result that the opportunities that get through that filter and are a great fit for my focus area get the attention that will move them forward and drive results in my business and in my customers' business. Second, and this happens completely unconsciously already, is that I'm recognizing opportunities and thinking of ideas which I hadn't thought of before or hadn't seen before that are a perfect match for my newfound focus and for my target audience. The result of this in the past weeks is a new product that's in the pipeline, already in development, a complete marketing strategy to support that product, an online training program where I've already done the outline and the branding, all based around that product and Coach Sam as my target market. And thirdly, I'm seeing metaphors for business and business models everywhere recently. A good example of that is the Seasons exhibition of Vincent van Gogh, which I talked about in episode 80 of the podcast. So there are definitely exciting times ahead for my business as a result of my newfound power of focus. And I'll continue to share my journey in the hope that you, my podcast audience, can also learn from me. As I said at the beginning, you learn what you teach. So by sharing this, I'm also reinforcing my learning about the power of focus. And I definitely want to reinforce that learning and make sure that FOMO monster is banished forever. Before I finish today's episode, I wanted to do a shameless plug for the Victorian Small Business Festival, which runs through the month of August in our local state in Australia. Now, some of the events that I'm running are actually online events, so they will be available to the whole world courtesy of the power of the internet, and I invite all of my listeners to join me on those. For those listeners who are in Victoria, I encourage you to go to the festival website, which I'll link to in the show notes, and check out all the events, many of which are either free or low cost to attend. Some of the events that I can highly recommend are, firstly, the Innovation Round, which I'm hosting. This is Lessons from Leading Entrepreneurs, which is a four-part podcast series. Mobile Photography and Photo Editing, which is on the 9th of August in Geelong, run by Better Mobile Photos. Dynamic Local Leadership on the 14th of August in Geelong, run by Destiny Pursuit Coaching and Training and hosted by Joanne Clark, who's been a featured guest on our podcast a number of times. Information Marketing, Why You Must Do It, another event that I'm presenting online via Facebook Live on the 14th of August. So again, that one is available to everyone in the world. 7 Steps to Your Smarter Business, which is on the 28th of August in Warrnambool, presented by The Business Room and Angela McDonald, who was on our last podcast episode. And finally, Breaking Business Barriers, which is a joint venture workshop that I'm presenting together with the team that ran the Thailand workshop, which I referred to earlier in the episode. That one's on the 30th of August in Geelong, and I'm really excited to be involved in this one. It should be awesome. So I encourage you to join those businesses in those particular workshops, and certainly everyone is welcome to come to my online events because you don't need to be at any given location for those ones. There's great value in all of those events, so check out the festival program. I hope that sharing my journey of focus is of value to you and that you've enjoyed this episode. For the show notes and the links to all the events described, visit innovabiz.com.au/82. That's the numbers 8 and 2. We'd love you to leave comments on the post and tell us what you got out of this episode and what actions you're going to take as a result. I'd love to hear your feedback and encourage some discussion around this topic. If you haven't already done so, head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the InnovaBuzz podcast so you'll never miss a future episode. While you're there, we'd love you to leave us a review and feedback as well, because it does help spread our message. If there's anything you'd like us to cover, or questions you want answered on a future InnovaBuzz podcast, or guests you'd like us to interview, please send those ideas to us. Until next time, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Remember, if you don't innovate, you stagnate. So think big, be adventurous, and keep innovating.